Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The entire suspicion over the continuity of Mr. Rana Kapoor, the flamboyant CEO MD of Yes Bank, is finally over. The Reserve Bank of India, in a very decisive instruction to the board of directors of Yes Bank, has informed the bank that Mr. Rana Kapoor will be allowed to continue as the MD CEO of Yes Bank only until 31st January 2019. The RBI, in a very direct move, in other words, has told the bank that Mr. Rana Kapoor continues only till end of January, and thereafter his term is not extended. This entire controversy, suspense, wait and watch situation over Mr. Rana Kapoor's status as the MD CEO of Yes Bank started somewhere in June 2018. The shareholders of the bank, in their meeting in June 2018, had resolved to extend his tenure as the MD by another 3 years. As per the law, this proposal of his continuity for another 3 years as the MD of the bank was forwarded to the Reserve Bank for its approval and ratification. The Reserve Bank, while its letter dated 31st August 2018, gave a very cryptic direction to Yes Bank. The RBI said it was approving the appointment until further instructions. This until further instructions was not explained, but to those who understand, it meant his tenure was not actually approved. It was going to be truncated at any point of time. In other words, Reserve Bank had made up its mind that he cannot continue as the CEO of Yes Bank, and it will give instructions in due course of time. And the Reserve Bank finally has given instructions to Yes Bank. Mr. Rana Kapoor does not continue as its CEO after 31st January 2019, and the bank will need to look out for his successor. What are the reasons why the Reserve Bank has taken this step is not really mentioned. But for industry watchers like us, the reasons are very obvious. The reasons have to do with corporate governance and regulatory issues, violations that have taken place during the tenure of Mr. Rana Kapoor, and it is very clear that he was aware of them. And what are those? Those are the same issues which every bank chairman has indulged in, which is not disclosing the true state of affairs of the bank by hiding its NPAs. It was the Reserve Bank that detected NPAs, bad loan losses of Yes Bank in its inspection, and till then, Mr. Rana Kapoor's team had not disclosed them. And it is from 2015, 16, 17, 18, because of the Reserve Bank's insistence, that the NPAs of Yes Bank were recognized and they went up year after year. So it is he who supervised this kind of a manipulation of the financial statements of Yes Bank, a pretty serious, a pretty cognizable crime. And the Reserve Bank rightly took that step. This was the key governance and regulatory issues which to us has led to Mr. Rana Kapoor's exit from Yes Bank. If you actually look at this entire saga, he's not the only person who had indulged in this kind of a scene. Shikha Sharma of Axis Bank too was found to have done something similar. And both of them incidentally had done the hiding of NPAs, the concealing of losses to the tune of thousands of crores. What Mr. Rana Kapoor did is what Shikha Sharma did, is also what had happened in SBI and many other cases. But then, when it comes to the particular CEO of the bank, if the Reserve Bank in its wisdom thinks that that CEO was responsible for wrongdoings in the bank, which in this case happens to be Mr. Rana Kapoor. So while on one hand, Mr. Rana Kapoor's term has not been extended. It has been truncated at 31st January 2019. On the other hand, the news comes that the government has appointed CEOs of 10 public sector banks. Most of these CEOs who have been appointed of the public sector banks are top officers of the SBI. Out of 10, 5 are SBI top officers. These CEOs are being appointed by the government because public sector banks are owned by the government. And that gets us to the key issue of today's tidbits. In the case of a private sector bank, the Reserve Bank has the powers to dismiss, sack, or truncate the appointment of the CEO and the top officers of the bank. In the case of public sector banks, that is government-owned banks, the Reserve Bank has no such power. And this is where the crux of the NPA problem lies. The government appoints the CEOs of public sector banks. The Reserve Bank regulates them, but the Reserve Bank cannot dismiss them. So even if in the course of regulation, supervision and monitoring, the Reserve Bank finds a particular CEO of a public sector bank to have been corrupt, negligent or indulging in wrong practices, the Reserve Bank cannot dismiss him. That leads to the direct nexus between the government, the Neta, the Babu and the banker, the head of a public sector bank, and that gives rise to the NPAs. In a private sector bank, on the other hand, the Reserve Bank can take its own decision. And if this power of dismissing a CEO was there with the Reserve Bank of India, even in the case of public sector banks, believe me, the amount of NPAs created would have been much lower. So it's good that the Reserve Bank has acted. It's good that the suspense over Yes Bank is over. But it would be better if this power to dismiss, to sack, to terminate the appointment of CEOs of public sector banks also was given to the RBI. It would be a good day for Indian banking if something like this took place. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.